Since the provincial revolt of the 1950s, the Lancashire accent, especially in its Liverpool form, has become acceptable in the big world, but the dialect itself is nearly dead. It has no orthography, and there's no literary tradition to elevate it. D.H. Lawrence was bold enough to write verse in the Derbyshire dialect, which is not very different, but it was a rearguard action, not a revolutionary one. We take the extinction of the English dialects for granted, but I've lived long enough in Italy to know the power of the Roman and the Venetian dialects, and to admire the pertinacity of the poets who continue to publish in them. They're lucky to have a traditional way of writing the dialects down. We can only represent our dialects in deformed and inadequate versions of the standard language, which makes them automatically comic. Lancashire dialect, like the others, is a victim of a centralizing linguistic culture. Cradle speakers of that southeastern dialect, which became the national language of the educated, have never sufficiently realized the pain we provincials have suffered in forcing ourselves to conform. For conformity was once an economic and social necessity. The standard vowel in words like love, for example, is still unnatural to my tongue. I had to train myself for years to differentiate between the back vowels in the following. Don't rush upon your butcher in a rash and bloody passion if he offers you blood puddings for the customary ration. Don't push your mother over, utter threats, or even mutter if she puts no sugar in your cup or on your bread no butter, which in Lancashire dialect is, don't rush upon your butcher in a rash and bloody passion if he offers you blood puddings for the customary ration. Don't push your mother over, utter threats, or even mutter if she puts no sugar in your cup or on your bread no butter. The northern dialects have a sound which serves for both the uh in push and the ah in mother. They are historically right. Shakespeare pronounced love like a Lancastrian. But history cut no ice when my generation sought jobs outside the native province.